Hey guys, I'm Taylor Jade.
And I'm Chloe.
And you're listening to
Jade's World.
Hey guys, we are back.
Welcome to episode 2 of Jade's World.
I know, I'm so excited again. I am Taylor Jade.
And I am Chloe.
And not only is Chloe going to be the co-host for today's episode and like all the others, but she is actually our musical guest today. Yes. So we're super excited about that.
Very excited.
Yeah, we just wanted to kind of get a deep dive of Chloe, you know, especially because you're going to be on all these episodes. I feel like people kind of know me and people throughout all these episodes will get to know more about me and through the app and all that. But I think you're just such a huge part of the process of everything. It's like literally like aww. Taylor Jade, like House of Jade is like Taylor Jade and Chloe Subia. Like you are part of my brand now. So like the people need to know about you because not only is Chloe my creative director and that's how we met, she is also a musical artist herself.
Yes.
And yeah, we just want to talk about all your singles today and talk about your music, how you got into the industry and working, and also just kind of touch on how we met and get more in depth on that.
Yes. So I've been in music for as long as I can remember. I grew up in musical theater. I was definitely a theater girl.
Which is crazy. That was like both of us, which I had no idea. I just found that out today.
I know. I feel like a lot of people who end up becoming artists find a start in something like musical theater because it's like such a place where you can sing and get attention and perform live. And like, it was just
be yourself on stage and feel comfortable there.
Literally. And it was a great place, but also a great group of people that I was surrounded by. And I just felt super at home there. But I kind of got to a point in it where I was like, I want to sing other music. It had nothing to do with the stage aspect. Like, don't get me wrong, I'd be performing live for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But it was definitely like, I would like to sing songs that I would listen to. So when I was younger, my dad was actually the one who was like, you need to record a song. So believe it or not, I recorded a song with Thomas when I was probably 15 or 16.
Which, to not interrupt, but Thomas, yeah, for the people listening, he's the owner of OC Hit, and that's where Chloe and I both met.
He brought us together, which is amazing. But yeah, I recorded my first song, and it was like such an amazing moment for me as an artist, but also just as a singer, being able to, you know, like not have one take, performing live, sing it right every time, having freedom with harmonies. I grew up singing in church. I had tons of freedom within mm-hmm. that, and it felt amazing. So after I started recording covers, obviously I got into writing my own music, which led into me getting into songwriting rooms and like becoming a full-time songwriter in high school and fully taking sessions, leaving school early. Like,
yeah, I definitely want to touch more on that because yes, like, how do you even, like, as, like, a high schooler, like, getting into, like, these songwriting rooms in, like, LA with, like, yeah, all these people, like, how do you even, like, get in there?
It was actually crazy. I was working with an A&R that was based out of Houston at the time, and they just really believed in me as an artist, but also a writer. I was super young, and I'm very outspoken, yeah, so I feel like I always go into a room, and people know my personality right away. Mm-hmm. So they really liked that about me. I was writing from a perspective that was in real time, that was mm-hmm. super current.
Yeah.
And I felt like a lot of the writers were older and obviously very seasoned and professional and talented, but it wasn't something that they were going through.
You were like on the new wave of everything, yeah, and like knew what was current, what was like trending at the
totally.
Time.
And they were trying to appeal to my age group.
Yeah.
Which was like, I am the age group.
So you're like the best person. Like, I know.
I mean, it was hard at first. I will say that. Like, people don't want to take you seriously when you are younger, especially if you're not established already. Like, yeah, I had no following.
And yeah,
my A&R was like, here's this 16-year-old girl. Like, write a song.
Gonna plop her in the room with you.
Literally. But it ended up being one of the best experiences. I ended up working with a lot of writers, and writing is a hard lifestyle. I will say that. Writing for pitch and writing for other artists is hard because you're kind of trying to figure out a perspective that they could potentially like. But I don't know. I feel like the idea of collaboration really started making sense to me in those rooms. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like the overview of how I got here.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, you're kind of like a, what do they say, jack of all trades. Like, not only yeah. do you sing and then are writing and stuff, but you also do creative direction. And, like, how did you even, like, get into that where you decided you wanted to fall down that path?
Honestly, I've always been into it. I'm like very specific and detail oriented.
Oh, we know.
And we both are. Right? Seriously. So when I was younger, I always did it by myself. Like I had always done that for my releases, and I'd always done that on my own, and I never trusted anybody else. And I was like getting to a point in my artistry where I was just becoming a full-time writer, and I didn't feel like an artist, and I was giving kind of everything that I had to be an artist to other people. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I need to kind of like reshift the focus, and I need to figure out what else I can do within this industry to make money, but also feel really fulfilled and not like I'm giving all of my secrets away.
You're like, I need to get the song done.
Oh my gosh.
You just wanted to keep it for yourself.
They're pitching for Rihanna. Like, she can have my idea. But it also sucked because, like, it was really always coming down to that mindset of, well, I guess they could have it, but I really like the song. Well, I guess I would like to pitch it and maybe potentially make money, but who cares about money? Like, you know, so it just, I felt like I was backed into a corner and I just didn't really know where to go. During COVID, actually, I was reached out to by a woman I know in the industry that works kind of like artist development. She was like, I need to figure out virtual classes and lessons for some of the artists that I work with. Mm-hmm. And I just fired my creative director. And she was like, I love the way you're able to represent yourself online. From an artist perspective and your eye and, you know, your age, and would you be interested in teaching virtual lessons? So I kind of like got thrown into it. I honestly did not even know what creative direction was. Like, that is like not a lie. I was like, yeah, I'm a creative director. Like,
yes, this is me now.
Obviously, I studied it a lot. Like, once I started actually teaching classes and meeting the artists, like, I really did take it on and found a new love for it. But I was super, super thankful for that, especially during that time of COVID. I didn't feel like I was doing much. I was kind of starting to write a potential album that we can talk about.
We'll get into that later. I'm very excited about that.
You know, I'm like, I have ideas for literally everything. I have opinions for literally everything. So I'm like, why not share that side of myself? So yeah, I mean, creative direction's been amazing. Obviously, that's how I got to meet you and so many other amazing artists and brands and just people that trust me in that space, which has felt so rewarding.
Yeah, and not only are you amazing at creative direction, and you're just so good. It literally took us only like not even a month to really like get to know each other, where you're like, okay, I know exactly like what you want, what you like. And like, not only are you amazing at that, but of course you are amazing at singing and songwriting and all of that. So we're gonna get into your very first song.
Yay!
So this song is the very first single that I ever heard from Chloe, and it's still my favorite song to this day. Yes. So this is Blondie by Chloe Subia.
Pull up on me, then you quit like that. Why you dip like that? You gon' love me long time. I use that midnight pass. Got them feelings fast. I'm sorry, that's my bad. But as soon as I give in to you, you'll just detach. Feelings, you know you make me feel this. I get no explanation for the way you behave and making me so depressed. I don't ever do those high lows back and forth. That's a no. Got them feelings fast. I'm sorry, that's my bad. But as soon as I give in to you, you'll just detach. Song. I grab your wall, pen and paper just so you can write your wrongs. You're always looking for someone just to point your finger on. Hold up on me, then you quit like that. Why you dip like that? You gon' love me long time. I use that midnight pass. Cut them feelings fast. I'm sorry, that's my bad. But as soon as I give in to you, you just detach.
That was Blondie by Clo Subia.
Yes.
So, Clo, there's definitely a lot of tea on the song that we need to get into. So, you gotta tell the viewers the tea about the song and everything.
Yes. So, I probably wrote this song in 2015 or 2016 when I was avidly going to kickboxing. This was like a big deal in my life at the time. And honestly, the reason I was so consistent was because there was a really cute guy in class. And I had like the biggest crush on him. He was fire, might I add. He was actually like gorgeous. So I was like, okay, this is a step up. Like, I'm playing up from my ex.
In there, yeah.
He's so cute. And it was so easy. He was blonde. So that's why the song is called Blondie. Blondie. I remember going on dates with him and kind of like finally starting to feel like I had feelings for someone after my like childhood heartbreak, the guy that ruined me.
Not the childhood heartbreak.
Everyone has it. Yeah. Definitely put me through some shit. So when I met this new guy, it felt really new, but it also felt super exciting. I remember this one time we went on a date. We went to the movies. It was Cinco de Mayo. During the movie, he wanted to like kiss me so bad, which was like fine, you know, movie
like,
date.
We're watching a movie.
Literally just like this is our first date.
Oh, actually the first date.
First date. Like we had been talking, kind of seeing each other, but like this was the date he asked me out on.
Yeah.
We're driving back to his house and he like pulls over and obviously wants to make out and probably do a million other things that I was very not interested in doing. I wrote the song because it was the first experience I had where I was like, this is how guys are.
You know, it's not fake. It's real. Guys are trash.
I've been exposed to that. Obviously, I was with a guy forever and I was like, shit, like I hate this feeling and I hated
it.
Yes. And just sucked because I actually had feelings for him. It wasn't even like, oh, he's so cute. Like, I want to go on a date.
I definitely can relate to that. Like,
yes. You know. No, tell us.
Hi, if you're listening, Marine number three, I'm going to call him. You had your kickboxing phase. I had my Marine phase.
There we go. Okay.
So a lot of things that guys will do, they'll literally like make you fall in love with them. And then they'll be like, oh, actually, I was like never looking for anything serious. Why didn't you just tell me that from like the jump and not like lead me on and taking me on dates saying like, oh, for New Year's, we could fly out to Washington together where I would stay at his family's home. This is the third date, by the way. Should have seen it coming. Love bombing me.
Literally.
Like, I just don't know how they're wired like that. I mean, no hate to like all guys. We know all guys aren't trash. There, girls can be like this too.
Yes.
So we obviously just experience it with guys and it's like crazy that like they actually think this way and don't think about how they're affecting other people.
And to me, a relationship is so much more than that. So much more than just the physical. Obviously, the physical is a huge aspect and really kind of differentiates your love for, you know, a friend versus your boyfriend.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's like you have to get to know somebody. Yeah.
It's like no hate. Like, obviously, at like all. Do it at your own time. But like just getting that time to actually just get to know someone and instead of just hooking up straight away and, you know, actually like just learning about their life and who they are.
And that was like the thing too, like no hate to anyone who does have that fling that's a one night stand or like,
cause trust me, we all went through it.
But the only thing that's different for me is like I wasn't looking for that.
Yeah.
I was looking for a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Even in the song it says, are you gonna love me long time or use that midnight pass? It's like you're just passing me off to be another girl.
Mm-hmm.
When I don't want to be that to you, I want to be someone to you.
Shitty interactions with guys kind of like helps propel you become like the best version of yourself, bad bitch version of yourself. Like I even was listening to what's that one girl, Mui Long, she like has that Hours and Hours song. It's like saying like turning good girls bad, like that's what guys will do.
Yes.
Like you'll turn them into like these like cute sweet little innocent girls to like I'm like fucking hot and like
and fuck you.
Yeah, and fuck you. No, and it's like crazy how that could happen.
With that fling, it was like a switch in my brain that was like, I have to actually put myself first. I actually have to take time to heal. I actually have to understand this situation and go into this next phase of my life putting myself first.
Just learning to accept yourself too.
Because I'm like, I can't go through that feeling over and over and over. Like, that was meant to happen the way it happened. And obviously I was like, with all due respect, I have no interest in you in that way, which wasn't true.
Yeah.
It just was the only way for me to get out of that situation and not feel like I was doing something I didn't want to do. So it couldn't even get to that point for me because it was such a turnoff to where I was able to process it and release it in that way. I also wanted to write music about girls and beauty standards.
Yeah, and that's definitely a great like segue into this next song, which is like all about that. Like, I heard it today. It's fire. It's amazing. Oh my gosh. You guys are going to love this song. You don't even have to be like in the music industry or any kind of entertainment industry to like have insecurities from like social media about yourself. I feel like everyone now, with like how big social media is, like body dysmorphia and body insecurities and all that will affect everyone.
The song never came out, but it was supposed to at some point, and we're actually going to play the demo version for you guys today.
Yeah.
This first version was kind of coming from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just call me pretty without wanting to have sex. Like,
yeah,
that's exactly how I felt that night. It's not general. Like, it's definitely not something that I felt with every guy, thank God. But like, you called me pretty all night. I know that's how you feel, but why did it have to escalate into something
that when it could have just ended there?
Exactly. And like, it could have been a compliment, not an action.
And I think a lot of girls relate to that for sure. So with that being said, here is the next song, which is Pretty Enough, a demo by Chloe Subia. All those girls in magazines make it look like it's easy. Everybody knows they ain't happy. Everybody knows. Too tall, too short, way too skinny. They can't see what's underneath. Everybody knows they ain't happy. Everybody knows. Every time she looks in the mirror, yeah, when she sees herself in their eyes, not through. Yeah. She's got a question, cause she wants to fit in, but she's sick of guessing. When is pretty enough for faithfulness? So she counts her blessings, but she's sick of guessing. When is pretty enough? When is pretty enough? When is pretty enough? Everybody knows she ain't happy. Everybody knows. Every day she must compete for the likes, comments, retweets. Everybody knows she ain't happy. Everybody knows. Every time she looks in the mirror, she sees herself in their eyes, not through us. Yeah. She's got a question, cause she wants to fit in, but she's sick of guessing. When is pretty enough a faithful lesson? So she counts her blessings, but she's sick of guessing. This is pretty. Ooh, what is this pretty? So that was Pretty Enough demo by Closubia.
Yes.
So you released the EP and you kind of took a 2-year break. So why don't you talk about kind of what you were doing during that 2 years?
It had taken a full year to actually get the EP out from the point of writing. So I had written the songs over 2 years prior to actually releasing. So I listened back to this EP, obviously, a million times, and it was just not representative of where I wanted to go long term in my artistry. I felt like I needed to completely start over.
Maybe it's not everyone, but at least I can relate with you that I was like, this is not me at all. Like, what is this?
And it was cool for the time. I mean, there's obviously elements of it that I still really love. I love Blondie. That will always be one of my favorites. But right. But it kind of just made me shift my whole focus when it came to artistry. I wanted to develop a whole new sound. I don't know. I fell in love. I went through this whole process and the ups and downs of actually being in love with someone and not feeling like my career was respected in our relationship, and then getting out of the relationship and not knowing at all how to navigate that because I was so far removed from being an artist at that point. And it really took a friend of mine, actually, Dylan. Thank God for Dylan.
Shout out, yeah. Dylan, if you're listening to this.
Shout out to Dylan. But he was genuinely like the person right when COVID hit, that was like, why don't you write songs about this? And where is your music? And you're an artist.
Where
and
are you, girl?
Literally, I just kind of kept like ghosting him. He's one of my best friends.
Yeah.
But I just kind of kept ghosting him on
like,
it.
Like, Dylan, I'm going through it right now. I can't write a song right now.
COVID is like alive and well. And it was just a terrible time in my life, honestly.
Yeah.
But I sent him this track that my producers, Johnny and Henny, also shout out to them. They're like my favorite people
shout
ever.
Shout out.
But they had sent me a song. They were like, we think you'd be sick on this. So I sent it to Dylan and he was like, if you don't send me a verse to this song at the end of the week, I won't talk to you. And he's dead ass. No,
it's over.
This is like, I have the messages, yeah. Like so passionate about me sharing my artistry with people, but also just sharing my voice and my story with people that he literally like forced me to do it. But I'm so thankful he did because I ended up writing my whole album that's coming out.
Chloe has a full on album coming out, guys. Yes. And I have been so honored and blessed to listen to it. I remember when we were flying back from Miami, I listened to the whole album from top to bottom and I literally was like having chills and I was like freaking out on this plane next to her and like
she's like tapping me, she's like, this
that
part
was, oh my god, like you just did that, like holy shit, like that was so good. I need this to come out like ASAP, but for the time being the first single of the project came out, which is called Star Signs. And like I remember even before you showed me the full album, you played me this song because I was like, Chloe, I've been listening to Blondie like every single day, like on repeat, I need a new one. So you're like, here's the demo for Star Sign, and I listened to it and I was like, again, she did it again.
she did it again.
Like all your music just hits so well and it's so good. Like you literally, your songs are like, you inspire me so much. Like, obviously I always tell you how grateful I am for everything you do for me creative wise, but truly like I listen to your album every day and I'm like just so inspired. I want to create music like this. Like you just have such a creative brain, and like not only with visuals but also with writing, and like sit in there in the studio and like are probably like being like, no, we need it this exact way, and I need it. Like I just wish I had your brain sometimes because I'm like, you're just so freaking creative. You guys need to hear this next song we are about to play, which is Chloe's new single, which is Star Sign. It's out now. Go listen to Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere, and also played here exclusively on House of Jade on Jade's World episode 2. So with that being said, here's Star Signs by Closubia.
Yeah. I'ma fall asleep tonight, thankful for the peace of mind. Took a piece of my mind, left me in the moonlight. They don't know you cause you played the good guy, but I know you ain't at such a damn lie. Should've really wasted my time. Fuck your star sign, when I see the car, it ruins my night. How did special change the game? Made you put in the inside. I'm thankful for the love that you gave. Wish I hated you, but that's hard to say. We went from strangers to lovers, strangers to each other. We went from loving one another to losing each other. Strangers in love. Why don't you tell me you miss me? Why haven't you said that your life's been shitty? Shit, wait, don't say those things, boy, I'm way too damn busy. Yeah, thoughts in your brain, get lost in my name. Talk down on me, baby, how we in the fuck? I moved along, for racing your runs. I miss you, baby, when that song comes on. You know that I sing along. I hope that you sing along. When you're alone, I hope you're alone. Oh, baby, change the game. Make me put it inside. Yeah, I'm thankful for the letter you gave me. Wish I hated you, but it's hard to say it.
So that was Star Sign, my first song that is officially released now off the album. And huge thank you to Tay for setting it up that way.
Of course.
That was an amazing introduction.
It's my true feelings. So.
No, I could cry. Honestly, the way I really could. The way that, I don't know, just the way you understand my perspective. It's really hard to be an artist that doesn't want to do what everybody else is doing. And I think we really relate to that.
I feel like we're both like trying to go down like the very experimental path, still totally. Like pop R&B type, but do something so different, like not something you just like hear on the radio, because like I feel like we're both so passionate and love music and just love music that like just things that move us and like right. sounds that are like, ooh, that give me like the chills.
Totally.
Like, that was cool.
Yeah,
so that's why I love your music so much.
Thank
it's like my favorite.
Oh my gosh. No, and I think that that's why this album feels really different, and I'm like so thankful that you even have that perspective on it, because it took me such a long time to even figure out what I wanted to do. I don't even know what it is. Like,
yeah.
Even the sound now, I couldn't really even describe it to people. There's so many.
Because it's so experimental.
Yes, and so many influences yeah. and just so many details in the production and the vocal and just everything that. It feels really good, like mm-hmm. knowing that people, especially like you, someone who I like respect in this industry,
aww.
Actually loves the music
yeah,
though. It honestly is like the best feeling in the world. So that's what I would recommend to everyone. I mean, I even tell Tay this all the time, and to really find something that you fully love, it just takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with music, that's with relationship, that's with friendship, that's with everything.
Like, great things take time. And
always.
Like, to tie into like the music sense, like if you're trying to do something experimental and it's never been done before, like it's not just gonna come to you like right away. Like, you have to try millions of different variations of things.
Yes.
And like, it's so time consuming and tricky. I imagine you like making these songs, like once it like hits finally, it's like the best feeling ever, because you put so much work into it.
Even like different variations, what you were saying, like I have this intro on the album that's like
the
eight
best
minutes
fucking
long.
Song ever.
It's the craziest song ever. But it's like I had this vision for it, and huge shout out again to Johnny and Henny. They're like the best people in my whole life. They literally sat there week after week after week after. I swear we probably have over 25 versions
yeah.
of the intro alone. And then eight more mixes of the intro after that. I initially started writing it as like a diss and like a way to get power back in my relationship, to get to my ex, to say the words I never said.
Yeah.
But it ended up completely transforming in the middle of the project to just being something that was fully mine.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the best.
And that's like the true power.
Feeling ever.
It's like just, it's
yes.
me.
Seriously.
Like, I could diss you all you want, but you don't deserve that.
Literally, that's what I tell you all the time. It's just, it takes time and it takes patience from you, from your team, from the writers, from the producers.
Yeah,
like,
but to develop your sound, it's like,
it's forever.
It's going to take time. Like, you have to build that foundation. But yeah, that was like a perfect end to this episode. And just a reminder to everyone to keep tabs on Chloe for, you know, her new releases and when the album will finally be out, because you guys, like, you're gonna freak out. Like, you're literally gonna, like, it's gonna scream, be like, cry, throw up. Like, it's that's gonna be me. Like, literally, like, I can't wait for
me
to be
the
out.
Release date. Screaming, crying, and throwing up like, every single time.
It's literally insane. Like, I can't even talk about it enough. So yeah, you guys just need to keep up with Chloe. Follow her on Instagram. Keep up on House of Jay. Like,
yes, definitely follow me on Instagram. It's Chloe Subia. But I wanted to say a huge thank you to Tay and the team for also letting this be a platform where I can share my music and my artistry and also just like my creativity. It's like an amazing feeling to have your perspective be so valued on a team. So that's one of the best feelings for me, and just working with you. And
yeah,
the
I literally
team.
Trust you like with my life now.
But that's the craziest like, no feeling what. Ever. Honestly, I'm like so thankful for you and your family and your team. And
oh, just, we love you, Chloe, so much. We talk about you all the time.
No, I love you guys so much, and it's been the best experience ever.
And we want you guys to experience all this with us. So if you're on the app House of Jade, then please make sure to create a profile and interact with all the content that we are putting out, and we're going to be putting out so much more
so
stuff
much
in the future
stuff.
Like, we are just gonna keep going and growing, and we want you all to be part of the journey with us. So
in that journey, you can help feed a million kids a day, so there's also a huge purpose towards everything we do here on House of Jade.
So again, thank you so much for listening to today's episode,
and
don't
forget,
it's Jade's world.